the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Do students lose their religious beliefs when they enter college? The answer is commonly believed to be yes. Dr. John Schmalzbauer, Blanche Gorman Strong Chair in Protestant Studies at Missouri State University, worked with historian Dr. Kathleen Mahoney to deeply examine this question of where religion stands in the heart of American universities. They compiled their research in a new book, The Resilience of Religion in American Higher Education. It was published in September. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today, my guest on the Missouri State Journal is Dr. John Schmalzbauer.
A lot of Americans think of higher education universities as carriers of secular culture. People sometimes even tell a young person, if they're religious, you might lose your religion in college. And what this book shows is that religion is surprisingly present in American colleges and universities, both as an object of study, something to be taken seriously that shapes our politics, our international affairs, our health, all kinds of dimensions of human life, but also increasingly religious perspectives in different parts of American higher education. It also looks at church-related colleges, schools like Evangel or Southwest Baptist University or Central Methodist, and looks at schools where maybe the religious identity had faded a little bit and at foundation-sponsored efforts to renew those religious identities, which have been really strong over the past 20 years. And then finally, it looks at the student religious marketplace, which is ever dynamic.
Schmalzbauer says the religion on campus may look different than previous generations remember. Some evangelical groups have gained membership, while other historically Eastern religious groups have been established and grown. But religion is still a big player on campuses nationwide. So where did this belief come from, that students will drift from their religious beliefs? Schmalzbauer says it's not an error to think that there has been a secularization in higher education. He explains.
The schools that set the pace for the rest of American higher education, like Harvard, Yale, Stanford, a lot of those schools had religious beginnings and have distanced themselves from those beginnings. And so there was a change in the relationship between churches and the universities they started. Also, in many disciplines like philosophy or sociology, there were thinkers who kind of had a what scholars would call maybe an attitude of suspicion towards religious traditions. Thinkers like Nietzsche, for example. But I think that the arguments about secularization may have overestimated the degree to which religion was pushed out of colleges and universities, that actually religious thought was more resilient than that and was able to find a way of coexisting with secular thought.
Religion can thrive in the higher education setting. For many people, this is probably the most surprising finding from Schmalzbauer's study. This has changed over time, though. He elaborates.
Data from the 60s and 70s, and maybe even the 80s, showed that if you went to college, you were more likely to distance yourself from your religious identity. It wasn't really wrong to predict that if a kid goes off to college, they're likely to lose their religion. And that really has changed. So now, if you don't go to college, you're more likely to leave church or a temple or whatever your religious congregation is or religious affiliation. And if you go to college, you're more likely to stay involved in organized religion. In fact, there's one scholar who's found that with every year of education, you're more likely to be involved in religious life.
Schmalzbauer says that if he could do the study over again, he would like to have greater variety in the size and types of colleges and universities studied. He'd especially like to dive deeper into student religious experiences at the most elite universities, due to the greater geographical diversity represented. Regardless of the makeup of the religious communities on campuses in the study, though, Schmalzbauer found an interesting commonality.
If we were to take a time machine back 150 years, the YMCA would have been the dominant student religious organization on campus. And even though the YMCA is mostly known as a gym now, that YMCA organizational form, where you have a voluntary organization mostly led by students with some staff, but very much peer-led, that is often meeting in small groups for the study of a sacred text, has been adopted by so many different groups and recycled.
From here, Schmalzbauer hopes to dig deeper into the student religious marketplace to understand more about religious diversity on campuses. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.